Hello, my name is Rick Pearson. Welcome to Prophecy USA, a program specifically designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. You know, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed." Notice it does not say approved unto man. Now, why is that? Stay tuned. You're about to find out. Welcome back, folks. We'd like to remind you that for those of you who want to take a deep dive into Bible prophecy, we have a Bible study podcast every Thursday at 7 p.m. with live chat. Feel free to join us. You can go to our website at rickpearson.com and join right on with us at that time. And for those of you who have friends or loved ones who just can't understand that America is inside this book, we've designed a special website that will give them free access to our first 12 TV shows, specifically designed to explain all 53 biblical descriptions that America has already fulfilled. And we have an abundance of Bible research available, including frequently asked questions that debunk every traditional teaching that has misinformed believers for 500 years concerning Babylon the Great of the latter days. We even provide the top 10 excuses why people think America's not in the Bible. And this is all provided freely because of the generous gifts of our partners. So should you want to help us freely distribute this word in the latter days, please feel free to partner with us. But in any case, feel free to come on or send your friends or your loved ones to our site. It's all there for you. And it's all free. You know, in 2017, I was in Israel studying scripture with Dr. Rod Hembre and other theologians. And one of the sites we visited was the Mount of Temptation. It was there that Jesus experienced a life lesson that would help each of us overcome one of the greatest deceptions in our generation. I want you to listen to this, and we'll be right back.
The Mountain of Temptation is located near the city of Jericho in the West Bank, which was called Samaria in the time of Jesus. It's also located along the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized by John. This mountain, according to Christian tradition, was where Jesus was tempted by the devil after his 40 days of fasting in the wilderness. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Welcome back. You know, Jesus showed us why it is so important to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus, nor any of the Old Testament prophets, received revelation from God by sitting in an air-conditioned seminary. They received revelation by having a personal encounter with God, or in Jesus' case, a personal encounter with the devil who misquoted Scripture to mess Jesus up. Jesus, in turn, used a correct interpretation of Scripture to combat the twisted lies that the devil used to deceive him. In delivering the prophetic word I was given concerning American Scripture, I've had to thoroughly immerse myself into this book. First and foremost, I had to test with the written word what I was given by a rhema or spoken word in 1986. Every prophetic teacher must do the same, testing the spirits to know what is of God and what is not. And this is probably one of the reasons seminaries and academic studies are so important. You know, in my master's course, my professor downloaded an incredible amount of knowledge that I would have taken years to learn by myself. But I benefited in minutes what he took years to research. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now and let us reason together. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." However, with regard to America's role in Bible prophecy, I had no idea that while studying so hard to show myself approved unto God, I would need that study to combat traditional theologians who would rather stab you in the back with a dull knife than sharpen theirs or help me sharpen mine. You know, folks, there's one thing I have learned over the last 5 years. You can never find America inside the Bible until you let the Bible get inside of you. Now, many partners who have purchased our books and study guides and join us weekly Thursday night on our Bible study have all experienced the rejection from friends and family members who, because of traditional teaching, refuse to look at Scripture and are adamant America is nowhere to be found in the Bible. However, Jeremiah, who was called to prophesy about Judah's judgment, was also used to describe the latter-day nation of Babylon the Great. Before he was literally stoned to death for prophesying against the religious money changers of his day, the Lord instructed him, "See, I have set thee this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down, and then to build and to plant." According to God's instructions to Jeremiah, sometimes we have to unlearn what we've been taught and relearn some things that we've never heard before. You have to root out stinking thinking, pull down religious strongholds, destroy traditions that make no sense, and throw down vain imaginations and rebuild your theology by planting God's word inside of you for such a time as this. You know, it takes a bigger man to admit his mistake than to never have made a mistake in the first place. In other words, sometimes we need to look around us at current events, at the state of our nation and the world, and just wake up and smell the coffee. We are in the end times, and the money changers are still telling us America is nowhere to be found in Scripture. Does that make any sense whatsoever? Well, it did to Jesus. When asked what we should look for in the end times, Jesus said, "Many false prophets or false teachings shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." And Peter picked up on Timothy's warnings and told us exactly what that hot iron would be. "There shall be false teaching among you, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you." Now, feigned in Scripture means fictitious words. They're not factual. And it's my belief personally that the greatest deception since the Catholic Church sold indulgences for the forgiveness of sins is the fictitious narrative that America is nowhere to be found in Scripture. How can America, made all 53 biblical descriptions of Babylon the Great from five prophets over a period of 2,800 years, and totally blow that off as a coincidence? So how do you contend for the faith with such opposition? You do exactly what Jesus did. You get the Word of God inside of you, and then you proclaim, "It is written." Stay tuned, because we're going to show you exactly what we mean by "it is written."
Donald Trump miraculously dodged a bullet and soon thereafter became the 47th president of the United States of America. King Josiah of ancient Israel miraculously staved off divine judgment and received over 30 years of God's blessing to the nation. But what does President Donald Trump in the here and now have in common with King Josiah of the then and there? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end-time reprieve of things to come. Let us unveil to you what millions are discovering. The United States of America is more than an experiment in democracy. She is a fulfillment of divine proclamation. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now. And for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.
Welcome back. We're talking about making sure that what you believe can be confirmed in Scripture with the statement, "It is written." Jesus overcame the devil's twisted speculations of Scripture, and that is exactly how we can overcome some of today's twisted speculations with regards to Scripture and modern-day prophecy. We all see through a glass darkly, but some people's lenses aren't even seeing through this Scripture when they're interpreting Bible prophecy. I heard a joke once concerning, why do you think there's going to be a 1,000-year millennial reign? And the answer to that joke was because that's how long it's going to take us prophecy teachers to figure out whose chart was right. You know, when it comes to prophecy and looking into the future, Paul said that we all see through a glass darkly. However, when you can look at the past, it's much easier to recognize prophecies that have already been fulfilled. But unfortunately, that is not the case today for many teachers when it comes to Mystery Babylon the Great and the 53 descriptions that America has already fulfilled right under our noses. Now, just as men were deceived in Jesus' day not to recognize him, so will it be the same deception in the last days not to recognize who Mystery Babylon the Great is. Jesus warned, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such things ye do. Now, partners who watch us and study other people's books and materials many times send me books and ask, what do you think of this teaching? And after years of studying, sometimes it's a very simple task to apply Jesus' protocol, "It is written." And such was the case with the book that I recently received. Now, within this book was the question of, who is Mystery Babylon the Great? Folks, for you who have studied our research, this is a no-brainer. But for those of you that have not and are still floundering in age-long traditions of speculating who Babylon might be, we have some examples we want to give you from this book. One of the speculations given among the traditional teachers is that historical Babylon will be rebuilt. First and foremost, prophecy was not given by speculation. It was given by direct revelation from God. God sent an angel to each and every major prophet in Scripture. They did not get their revelation from sitting in an air-conditioned seminary and speculating, and neither did I. The prophets received their revelation with fear and trembling, shaking like a leaf and begging God not to call them. Now, if you've ever heard my testimony, that's exactly how I received this revelation of America in the Bible in 1986. And I'm not bragging or complaining. But if you even breathe such an experience to an academic prophecy expert, 90% of them will write you off as a whack job. The only thing that matters to them is that the stamp of approval of men from their academic university, this is their free ticket into the boys' club of being called an expert. However, in order to be approved by God does not mean you will be approved by man. Just look at Jesus' experience. When the devil threw twisted scripture at him, Jesus was locked and loaded and always carried one in the chamber with "It is written." Now, in this book that I was sent, the author speculated that ancient Babylon will be rebuilt again by the Antichrist. This will be his headquarters once it's moved from the United Nations in New York to this rebuilt city. Well, first and foremost, it is written. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and he sets up kings. God raises up kingdoms, not the Antichrist. Number two, it is written. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet. This woman, Babylon the Great, sits on the beast from Revelation 17, 1 through 11. However, verse 12 gives us the time sequence that the beast and his 10 kings have received no kingdom as yet. The Antichrist doesn't build Babylon. Babylon exists while the beast is being raised up. Number three, it is written, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, they will hate Babylon. They will make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The Antichrist does not build Babylon. Instead, God uses the Antichrist 10-king beast system to judge Babylon with fire. For Babylon, someday to be built in the future, means she has to totally replicate the 53 biblical descriptions that USA has already fulfilled today. But unless you actually read the Bible and get the facts out of Scripture, instead of speculation out of so-called experts, you'll probably be walking in deception until the day of Babylon's deposing. And that is not speculation, folks. That reality is because it is written. So stay tuned for more facts to oppose traditional fiction.
The United States leads peace talks with Ukraine and Russia, as well as with Israel and Iran. The United States leads peace talks with the whole Middle East through the Abraham Peace Accords. So why has Saudi Arabia called President Trump the president of the world? The biggest family feud between Abraham's sons Ishmael and Isaac is going to be in the Gog, Magog end time war, which will include all of these nations. So if America is not mentioned in the Bible, why is she leading these end time peace talks? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end time reprieve of things to come. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now. And for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.
Welcome back, folks. We're examining a prophecy book one of our partners sent us, and we're testing the spirits with the Word of God because Jesus said, "It is written." Now, since some have refuted that Babylon will not be rebuilt in ancient Babylon, some experts believe Rome will become the city of Babylon, where Antichrist will rule. However, Rome does not meet any of the descriptions as having ports, merchant ships, nor trading the 27 products listed. And in this speculation of Rome, the book references the king of Babylon residing over the city. The book then turns to one of the most misleading statements in modern-day teaching. It states that Babylon was a code name for Rome. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth my son Marcus. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Now this is 1 Peter 5:13. The Bible references Rome 8 times in Scripture. Marcus was the founder of the Coptic church in Egypt, not Rome. This church that Marcus founded was located in Cairo, Egypt, where the Romans kept 2 legions of soldiers in a fort originally built by the Babylonians of 590 BC. That fort was called Fort Babylon, of which the city was referred to in ancient times. The Museum of Babylon today houses the artifacts of the Coptic church. So Babylon was never a code name for Rome. This is pure fabrication. It is written. This is one verse in Scripture where you can derive the speculation. Isaiah 13 and 14 describe Babylon's destruction and refers to the king of Babylon in chapter 14, verse 3. Now this is in Isaiah. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor seized, the golden city ceased. Now what they're doing is saying the king of Babylon is the king of Rome. But the word king here is defined as the ruler or monarch of a country or a realm. God is king of all the earth, and human kings are called to rule in accordance with his will. In this passage, we're dealing with the rulers of a country or a realm. God is king over the earth realm, and God is a spirit. However, with regards to the king or the ruler over Babylon, 10 verses later in that chapter, we see that this verse is most likely referring to the spiritual realm where Lucifer, the ruler, is ruling over. Isaiah 14 says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the earth, which didst weaken the nations? This coincides with the spiritual fall within Babylon before she's judged. Babylon the great has fallen and has fallen, become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This particular book further concedes that the Antichrist, who rules over Babylon, will be destroyed by Babylon at the end of the tribulation, which we have clearly shown is destroyed at the beginning of the tribulation, before the Antichrist receives his appointed time in infamy to rule the earth during the 7-year tribulation period. Finally, they state that the Medes, Persia or Iran, will eventually destroy Mystery Babylon like unto Sodom and Gomorrah. This is found in Isaiah 13, 17 through 20. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, against Babylon, which shall not regard silver. Now he's talking about Iran. And as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men in pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, latter-day Babylon, the beauty of the Chaldeans' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. In this verse, he's saying he's going to raise up Iran to do this. As these traditional academics quote these scriptures, right under our noses, hidden in plain sight, is the USA that's just bombed Iran. taking out their nuclear sites while Russia vows that they will help Iran restore those sites or even sell them nuclear arms. All this is happening here and over there while Iran and thousands of Muslims and left-wing advocates march down American streets and around the world, burning the U.S. flag, shouting death to America, the big Satan, and death to Israel, the little Satan. But America is just nowhere to be found in the Bible according to traditional mindset. Not even the former president of Russia's statement jolts the traditional theological mindset into prophetic clarity. As late as July 2025, it has been reported former Russian president Dmitry Medvedev said Moscow should consider launching preemptive strike against the West as the U.S. and its NATO allies ratchet up defensive support for Ukraine. This action would literally fulfill Babylon's 54th description. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge has perverted thee, O Babylon, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. Therefore, evil shall come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. Folks, I am doing my best to spread this revelation concerning America's role in Bible prophecy. And I hope that it's helping you realize that the United States of America is not an experiment in democracy. It's literally a fulfillment of divine proclamation. 53 biblical descriptions it has already fulfilled. And as the Trump administration moves with their initiatives for the golden age of America, Babylon the Great is fulfilling her role in Bible prophecy. Folks, we're out of time. I'm sorry. My name is Rick Pearson. This is Prophecy USA, and we're reminding you God is in total control. Jesus Christ is alive, and he's coming back for you much sooner than many people think. We'll see you next week on Prophecy USA. Shalom.
In 2021, our book, The Hour That Changes Everything, boldly proclaimed America's role in Bible prophecy. In 2022, our book, The Coming Exodus, discreetly unveiled God's supernatural exit strategy, soon to take place in America and around the world. In 2023, our book, 53 Descriptions of America's Role in Bible Prophecy, simultaneously showcased hundreds of verses that America has fulfilled. But now, our book, America's Josiah Moment, will pinpoint the exact time sequence of where we sit on God's prophetic time clock. Traditions of men tell us America is not inside the Bible, but you will never discover the truth until the Bible gets inside of you. America's Josiah Moment will do just that. To receive your copy of America's Josiah Moment for just $25, call the number on your screen now or visit prophecyusa.org. Call today.